开始的时候，我们还是先有一点点的祷告。
Brothers and sisters, when we start, pray a one word prayer.
主，我们把下午这点时间恭敬交在你的恩手中。
Lord, we entrust the time in the afternoon to your hand.
我们求你不仅把话语赐给我们。
We ask that not only you give us word,
我们也求你开我们里面的眼睛。
But you also open the eyes in our hearts.
让我们能够真正的看见。
That we can truly see.
叫我们在地上真实能成为一个天天背起十字架跟从你的人。
That when we on earth, we can truly be those who carry carry the cross and follow you daily.
当今天十字架的道理和十字架的实行被许多人所忽略的时候。
And today when the word of the cross and the practice of the cross are ignored by many.
我们求你恢复这个真理在我们中间。
We pray that you restore this truth in us.
叫我们能蒙更深的拯救。
That we indeed can receive deeper salvation.
脱离一切不合你心意的事物。
And be delivered from anything which is not pleasing to your heart.
好叫我们从生活侍奉上都能够蒙你的喜悦。
That indeed we can please you in our life and in our service.
主啊，这是我们的心愿。
Lord, this is our desire.
我们愿意做你的奴仆。
And we do want to be your bondslave.
我们求你用慈圣爱手来捆绑我们。
Lord, bind us with your cord of love.
下午我们仰望你自己丰富的同在。
Lord, this afternoon we look to your abundant presence in the midst of us.
因为离开你，我们实在不能做什么。
Because outside of you, we can do nothing.
愿你荣耀你自己的名在这个聚会中。
May you glorify your own name in this meeting.
垂听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. 我请弟兄姊妹啊，和我先一同来读一点圣经。
I ask brothers and sisters read.
我们请弟兄姊妹打开以弗所书，
以弗
所书第二章
，Ephesians Chapter Two。
以弗所书第二章
，Ephesians Chapter Two。
我想为着时间的缘故啊，我们只读两节，从十四节读到十六节。
And we read from verse 14.To verse 16.
以弗所书第二章十四节到十六节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verses 14 through 16.
因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙，而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条。不要将两下借自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和平。既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好。
For he is our peace, who has made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of enclosure, having annulled the enmity in his flesh, the law of commandments and ordinances.That he might form the two in himself into one new man, making peace, and might reconcile both in one body to God by the cross, having by it slain the enmity.
我们这两天下午已经和弟兄姊妹讲过了。
And this afternoon we have shared,
在 sisters, 在头一个世纪
that in the first century,
能够把主耶稣基督钉十字架的意义解释的最清楚的就是使徒保罗。
And the one that can explain the meaning of Christ crucified most clearly was Apostle Paul.
我们看见在那个时代中，许多使徒们和许多圣徒们，他们都是被十字架跟从主的。
At that time, in that century, the apostles and many saints, they all carried the cross and followed the Lord.
那么使徒保罗也是一个严格实行十字架的一个人。
fight for Jesus.
但是我们看见教会历史。
And then when we see the history of the church,
很可惜啊，从第二个世纪、三个世纪以后，逐渐的这个十字架这个真理啊，好像就慢慢的消失。
Very regrettably, the truth of the cross seems to gradually disappear after the second, third century.
这个重要的真理呢，一被忽略，几乎忽略了差不多一千多年。
Now, when this truth was forgotten or ignored, it was ignored for about 1,000 years.
那么一直到了甘恩夫人他们被主兴起来的时候。
And it's only when, until Adam Gion was raised by the Lord and others.
那么他们就开始重新的那么学习过十架生活。
They started to learn anew.
That's
how to live the life of the cross.
但是我们也发现这个真理的光还是不够的。
But we also see that the light of the truth was not really bright.
所以在他们的追求里面掺杂了很多异教的所谓这种的行为主义东西在里面。
So in their practice, there is some mixture of some particular behavior emphasis.
我们知道最后到宾路易师母被主兴起来的时候
But when Sister Jessica and Louis was raised by the Lord
这个十字架真理的光就重新的被恢复起来
The light of the truth of the cross then started to be restored
当然我们知道这是宾路易师母这个集大成的人物
And the Sister Jessica and Louis was the one that actually was very comprehensively explaining the truth of the cross.
所以从那个时候开始起，人对于十字架能够做工在我们的生命中啊，那么这个意义呢，就重新被恢复起来。
So from that point on, the emphasis that the cross can really work in our life that starts to be restored.
然后经过了许多的辗转
，See after many twists and turns,
我们晓得是 Miss Barber。何淑文教师又把这个真理呢带到中国。
We also see that Miss Barber, she brought this the emphasis of this truth into China.
然后在中国呢，我们晓得头一个真正接受这个真理的就是我们前面的尼图神弟兄。
And then in China, there was one that truly accepted this truth. That was the brother Wang Chuan Ni.
所以你可以看见尼弟兄早期的这些著作里面呢，包括许许多多关于十字架的这些真理和这些方面的学习。
So if you read the early writings of brother Wang Chuan Ni, you see there was an emphasis on the learning in the cross.
那么这个曾经在中国帮助了许许多多神的儿女们。
And this has helped many children of God in China.
但是这几十年过来，我们一个感觉，好像这个真理呢，逐渐开始变得暗淡。
But in the past few decades, it seems that this truth was started to be dim.
所以这一次呢，主让我们在这里一同聚集，大家来思想这个问题，我觉得是非常重要的。
So this time, when the Lord allow us to gather here and to meditate on this truth, I think this is very important.
我们讲过在使徒保罗的这些信息的里面
We have already mentioned that in the epistles of Paul
他让我们看见在侍奉上面来讲我们天然的人有几个大的障碍
And he emphasized that in service there are several important obstacles in our natural man
我们第一天下午就讲到那个最大的障碍就是我们天然的心
And the first afternoon we mentioned that the greatest obstacle is our natural self.
昨天下午我们讲到这个世界的智慧。
And yesterday afternoon we talked about the wisdom of the world.
今天下午呢，我们要讲到在神百姓中间这个隔断的墙。
And this afternoon we want to emphasize this dividing wall in the people of God.
我们知道这些都是今天在侍奉上面的很大的一些的难处。
We know that these are the great obstacles in service to God today.
如果我们仔细读这个以弗所书第二章的时候
，If you read Ephesians chapter 2 carefully,
我们看见十字架的救恩啊，在我们的身上有两面的拯救。
And we see that the salvation of the cross has worked in us in two respects.
第一方面的拯救呢,
in first respect,
可以说是它解决我们人与神之间的问题,
it solved the problem between us, man, and God.
它把我们从仇敌的手中拯救回来,
it delivered us from the hands of the enemy.
同时转变我们里面的性质,
it also changed our character inside.
我们人本来是属于神的,
and we originally belong to God.
但是撒旦呢把一点东西种在人里面之后呢，人就变成属于撒旦的。
But then Satan planted something inside a man. Then man seems to belong to Satan.
所以也有弟兄们解释说，这个好像变成一个根基上面的一个转移。
So some brothers interpret this as the it's a translation of roots.
现在呢，主耶稣基督十字架救恩呢，再把我们从仇敌可以工作的根基呢，转到神可以工作的根基上。
Now the salvation of the cross now it would translate us back from the hands of the enemy to the hand or the foundation of God.
我想这个是我们今天所有蒙恩得救的基督徒，我们都很清楚的，这是主给我们极宝贵的救恩。
And I believe this is precious salvation. I believe this is something that we who have been saved are very clear about.
但是在以弗所书里面呢，它还有另外一半。
But there is another half in the epistle to the Ephesians.
讲到十字架解决我们人与人之间的问题。
It also talks about how the cross resolves the problems between man and man.
所以当你读这些经文的时候，你发现似乎解决神与人之间的问题还比较容易。
But then when we read the scripture, we find that it seems easier to actually resolve the problem between man, between God and man.
但是解决人与人之间的问题呢，这个似乎是更困难的一个点。But
it seems to be even more difficult to resolve the problem between man and man.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
十字架，人就可以解决人与人之间的问题。
The cross still resolves or solves the problem between man and man.
保罗呢说到这个人与人之间的问题呢，这就是一个强的问题。
And when Paul refers to this problem, Paul calls it it's a matter of dividing law.
我们知道这个教会历史的演变呢。
And when we look at the history of the church,
神的儿女们呢，在地上呢，因着各式各样不同的原因而分门别类。
Children of God, on earth were divided into different divisions for various reasons.
那我呢，称它做是一个形式上的一个问题，一个 form 的问题。
Now I call it it's a matter of form, the problem of form.
那么这个 form 是怎么形成的呢？
How was the form formed?
有我们的习惯，
there's our habits,
有传统，
tradition,
有些系统，
and system,
背景上的不一样，
backgrounds,
规矩不一样，
way of doing things,
文化上的不一样，
culture,
语言上的不一样，
language,
观念上的不一样，
concepts.
甚至在教会历史中，我们看见神的儿女们分成好多不同的派别。
Now even in the history of the church, we see that God's children are divided into different denominations or sects.
因着对真理的认识和经历上的不一样，分成很多的派别。
And because of the experience or interpretation of the truth, the difference in there, it's divided into many divisions.
我想弟兄姊妹可能都听说，比方说我们有这个有所谓的这个奥秘派。
Or for example, there is the mystics.
那么有圣洁派。
There are the holy.
有基要派。
Fundamentalists.
有福音派。
And the gospel.
有灵恩派。
And the Pentecost and
charismatics.
还有五旬节派。
And Pentecostals.
那么再加上教会也有许多什么，按照许多真理上的不同的分别。
And also there were divisions according to truth.
有一些所谓的一些 denomination, 一些公会宗派。
And there are denominations.
也有所谓的这个自立教会的。
There are also independent churches.
弟兄姊妹们，这些都造成很多的强援。
So that causes a lot of walls.
所以神的儿女们就被拘束在一个一个的。
So the children of God are confined in various, under, surrounded by various walls.
所以教会的合一成了一个很大的问题。
So the, there is a great difficulty of seeing the unity in the church.
那么除了这些外表上面这些分别之外，
Now in addition to these divisions outward,
我们就是在同一个聚会的里面，我们也有很多的墙垣。
Even within the same, assembly, same church, there are a lot of walls.
啊，这就是昨天弟兄们呢用这个诗篇133篇所解释。
So that is how some brothers explain this matter from Psalm 133. There it says how good and how pleasant to see the brethren dwell together in unity. And sometimes you see God's children and they seem to be good to each other, but they were not willing to dwell together.
那么有的同居呢不和睦。
And some they dwell together, but they don't have peace.
我们就发现这普遍的这些现象在神的百姓当中。
And this phenomena is actually very common.
弟兄姊妹们，这个就是什么？这就是因为人与人之间所造成的难处。
Brothers and sisters, this is the difficulty between men, among men.
我们总的来讲就是一个形式的一个问题。
In general, it seems to be a matter of the form.
你知道有一件事很有趣的。
One thing interesting.
好多年前有一个从中国大陆来的一对年轻夫妇。
And years ago there was a young couple coming from mainland China.
他听了很长一段时间的这个福音。
And they heard the gospel for a long time.
心受感动。
And they were moved inside.
但是他一直不肯信。
But they were not willing to accept the Lord.
后来我就问他，你为什么不信？
Then we asked, why are you accepting the Lord?
他说，在我里面有一个形式的问题。
He said, in me there is a problem of form.
他说，你们这个聚会的形式太像我们那个中国大陆啊，那个毛泽东所带的那一个形式。
He said, the form, the way you meet, it looks so much like the way that we meet under Mao Zedong.
啊，他们早请示晚汇报。
In the morning there is a gathering together, at night you have to report.
他说我们看的时候看见那些中国人向着毛泽东的像祷告，很像你们的祷告。
And they say that in China when people pay homage to Mao Zedong's image, it looks like your prayer too.
你们有小组读经，很像我们那个什么小组叫什么我不晓得，小组讨论什么。
And you have this Bible study, and just very much like us, we have these small discussion groups.
他说我曾经上过一次当，我不能再上第二次。
He says I was betrayed once. I don't want to be betrayed again.
我很诧异啊。
And I was so amazed.
我们看见这个形式是个无形的东西，确实很具体。
And now this formality is something that actually is very concrete.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这个形式的问题。这是今天在教会的合一问题上面一个很重大的一个问题。
And this formality causes a big problem in this matter of unity in the church.
我们晓得在初期的教会里面，
we know that in early churches,
最大的两个形式，
the biggest forms,
一个就是犹太人，
the biggest division, one is the Jews,
另外一个是外邦人，
the other is the Gentiles.
这两个大的形式也是水火不相容的。
Now these two different forms or groups, they cannot mix together.
犹太人他们即使蒙恩得救之后啊，
the Jews, even when they believed in Lord Jesus,
他们相信了耶稣基督，
even after they believed in Lord Jesus,
他们仍旧被这种无形的这种东西控制住。
They still are controlled by this, traditional walls.
你看在加拉太书第二章，
Galatians chapter 2，
当彼得有一天被一些外邦人请去家里，在那吃饭。
When Peter was invited by the Gentiles to some family,
这彼得已经蒙了很多年了。
And Peter has accepted the Lord many years.
因为那个时候保罗都已经得救了。
And Paul at that time was.
保罗都已经开始侍奉主。
And Paul started to serve the Lord.
你看，彼得是一个真正跟随过主耶稣基督的人。
Peter has followed Lord Jesus truly.
他曾经在主耶稣基督钉十字架的时候，他有过惨重的失败，对不对？
And he actually had a very serious failure at the time our Lord Jesus was crucified.
经过主的爱把他挽回。
就会应该非常清楚。 So you would imagine that he had a very clear understanding of salvation of God.
他应该知道主的心胸。
He should have known the heart of the Lord.
所以他接受了外邦人邀请到家里面吃饭。
So he accepted the invitation by the Gentiles to eat with them.
我们不晓得他那天吃什么。
We don't know what they eat.
但是我想这个外邦人呢, 一看把这个头号使徒请来，那一定是非常丰盛的宴席。
And the Gentiles, they have invited this big apostle. They must have prepared a good feast.
一定是盛情的款待,
it must be very, very elaborate.
而彼得当然吃得很高兴。
So Peter was happily eating.
正在吃的时候,
while they eat,
忽然听说从雅各那里有人来了。
Then suddenly the word came that there are people from James.
我想那个彼得啊，那个饭还在口里呢。
Now Peter, when he was still eating,
马上站起来就躲开了。
And he stood up and walked away.
结果呢, 巴拿巴, 水火装甲。
And the Barnabas assimilated.
巴拿巴是个认识神恩典的。
Barnabas knew the grace of the Lord.
但是在那里有一种无形的压力。
But then there was an unspoken pressure.
只不过是雅各那里来了一个人呢，你看他们就吓成这个样子。
Simply, there was someone coming from James, and they were so scared.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
那个年轻的保罗,
the young Paul,
刚刚被主兴起来,
he was just raised by the Lord.
他知道真理,
he knew the truth.
知道彼得这个时候所做这件事情啊, 不是一件外面的错误,
and he knew that what Peter did was not just an error, it's not an outside error, an exterior error.
这不是一个小小的错误,
not a small thing.
因为这件事情呢, 影响我们主的救恩的真理,
because this one has to do with the truth of the gospel.
所以保罗很勇敢地站起来,
so Paul with courage stood up,
就当众人的面, 那么在这里指着彼得,
in the face of everyone, he pointed out the error in Peter.
弟兄姊妹，我们晓得当时保罗只是一个年轻的弟兄。
Brothers and sisters, Paul was a young brother.
他还没有像我们今天所领受的，他是一个成熟的一个使徒。
And he was not yet what we call a very mature apostle as we know today.
所以要保罗站起来指责彼得是非常不容易的一件事。
For Paul to stand up to actually point out the error in Peter, that's a very difficult thing.
那个时候彼得的声望啊, 那是何等的高啊。
Peter has a very high reputation.
但是保罗知道这是关乎真理的问题。
Paul knew this has to do with the truth of the gospel.
站起来当面的抵挡他。
So he stood up and opposed him in the faith.
并且重新一次把耶稣基督钉十字架的故事告诉彼得。
So he proclaimed once again the story of our Lord Jesus being crucified.
弟兄姊妹，你就知道这个形式的问题在人的里面所产生这个影响是多么的厉害。
So, brothers and sisters, you see the matter, this matter of formality, how it influenced them.
所以这两天我们弟兄一再的在那里强调。
So, these couple of days, our brothers emphasized again and again.
到底主耶稣基督钉十字架为我们做了多少？这恐怕到勇士里面呢。
Now, what the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus has done for us, it seems to be something that even when we see the Lord in eternity, we will not understand.
对啊，人堕落之后啊,
so after man fall,
我们这个人真是麻烦多多,
and there are so much troubles with us.
弟兄姊妹，不仅我们跟神之间的关系上有很多的麻烦,
not only there are many troubles between us and God,
教会与教会之间，圣徒与圣徒之间，这个麻烦更是不得了的。
Among churches and among brothers and sisters, there are troubles.
所以难怪保罗说啊，神借着十字架拯救我们，这是神的智慧。
No wonder Paul says it is God's wisdom to deliver us by the cross.
今天早晨，我想江弟兄把这个合一的。 这个道讲得非常的清楚。
And this morning, our brother Stephen has explained this unity very clearly.
我们年长弟兄也告诉我们，这个聚会经过20年。
Our brother has already told us also
that this particular conference has been going on for 20 years.
我们弟兄们把无数的圣经话语里面关于启示这个真理摆在这个特会的里面。
And our brothers have explained the revelation in the Word of God from at different times and different ways.
所以早晨我听江弟兄讲到一面 真是很受感动,
so when I was hearing what our brother was speaking this morning, on one hand I was moved, on the other hand my heart feel very heavy.
弟兄姊妹们,合一的道容易听啊。
Brothers and sisters, it's easy to hear this word of unity.
合一的实行是多么的困难。
The practice of unity is so difficult.
有多少人愿意真正的 能够活在十字架的这个原则里面,
how many people are willing to live in the principle of the cross?
就我们求主怜悯我们,
so we ask the Lord to have mercy on us.
我实在感觉我们在主跟前有太多的失败和软弱。
I really feel that we have so much failure and weakness before the Lord.
我们晓得今天在整个地上的教会里面,
and today, of the churches on earth today,
也有很多的人, 他们都知道教会需要很
Many people realize that the church needs to have oneness.
尤其这些年我们看见在各处呢很多人推动所谓的合一运动。
And actually you see at many places people actually have some movement of oneness, of unity.
但是我们知道圣经给我们看见这个合一啊。
The Bible tells us that this unity
它必须建立在两个重要的一个基础上面
has to be established on two foundations.
如果不在这两个重要的基础上面
if it is not on these two foundations
那个外面外表上的合一是一个假象 不是真的
the outward unity is just a false picture, not real.
所以第一个必须建立在启示上面
so first it has to be established on revelation.
因为这个合一是神所要做的事情
because unity is what God wants to do.
所以我们必须按照神的心意里面那个合一来合一。
So we have to have oneness according to the heart of God.
如果不是按照神所要的那种情况的那个合一。
If it is not, if we try to get a oneness not according to the heart of God,
我们没有看见基督身体的那个真实意义。
Then we will not see the true meaning of the body of Christ.
我们很难达到这种合一的这种情况。
Not be able to attain unity.
第二个重要的根基,
the second important foundation, the cross.
我们晓得主耶稣基督是借着他的身体在十字架上裂开成就这个合一。
We know that our Lord Jesus, his body was broken on the cross, and that attains unity.
刚才我们读的圣经，我想已经是非常的清楚的告诉我们。
The scripture we just read very clearly tells us.
这告诉我们，如果
If we do not know the cross,
不实行十字架,
if we do not walk in the cross, it is not possible to have unity.
我们讲的今天在地上教会中有一个情况就是大家努力的来做所谓联合工作。
Today, in the churches on earth, they try very, very hard to try to unite.
我觉得这个过去这些年对我们实在是一个很大的困惑。
And it was actually a puzzle to many of us in the past few years.
但是如果你清楚真理的话呢,
but if you are true, but you're clear about the truth,
是我们是需要这个往合一的这个方向走的。
For sure, we need to go in the direction of unity.
但是弟兄姊妹们, 我们又不能在这个好像不再是真理的这个启示的范围里面大家来做外表上的。
But it is useless to have this external uniting work outside of the truth of God.
所以这是一个今天我们在所谓侍奉上所碰见的一个有的时候觉得我们叫困扰。
So sometimes it is a puzzling question when we serve God.
我们愿意和所有神的百姓们通通在一起。
We are willing to be with God's children.
我想这次我们的聚会可能弟兄姊妹来自不同的背景不同的团体很多弟兄姊妹在这里。
And this time when we meet indeed our brothers and sisters come from different backgrounds different groups.
我们要祷告求主使人怜悯我们。
We have to pray to the Lord that he has
让我们真正明白这个合一的意义。
That we truly understand the meaning of oneness.
然后我们求主让我们能够借着十字架祈求我们的自己。
That we ask
的这个形式的问题。
You know that today this matter of form.
有的是自然形成的。
And some was formed naturally.
啊，因为我们到了一个地方，我们弟兄姊妹们聚在一起。
For example, we come to a place and the different sisters over there gather together.
啊，那么我们按照圣经，按照圣灵的带领。
Now, by the Bible and the, through the leading of the Holy Spirit.
啊，你慢慢聚，自然的聚出一种形式来。
And when you gather together, gradually there is a form.
这是一种自然形式。
And this is something very natural.
那么还有一种呢？
Another.
那么是效法别人。
It's that we imitate somebody else.
啊，别人怎样，我们也把那个样子搬过来这样做。
Now if this is how they do it, then we do it the same way.
所以我们知道教会的这个 form 有两种不同的情况的形式。
So when we look at this, we see there are two different forms in the church.
但是无论在什么一种的情况里面。
But no matter in what form.
因此我们要靠着主耶稣基督的十字架。
We have to walk according to the cross of Christ.
要破除这些外面属于一切属于的间隔。
To abolish this division that was formed.
能够
because of the form.
能够和我们所有的弟兄姊妹们啊，无论在什么样一种情况里面，大家都在。
Now we can be in one spirit with brothers and sisters.
所以这是一个今天在地上教会或者在我们侍奉中间所碰见的一个极大的一个障碍。
So this is a great obstacle in our service to God today.
圣经告诉我们，这只有借着耶稣基督的十字架，才能消除这些外表的情况。
The Bible tells us, and only through the cross of Christ can this.Exterior divisions be abolished.
主没有叫我们全天下的教会都把它弄成一个样子。
The Lord did not ask us to have all the churches on the earth to have the same form.
所以这个
same appearance.
所以前面弟兄们告诉我们。
So the brothers told us.
神喜欢是 unity in variety, 不是 unity in uniformity. 这个这两个中间差别大。
God wants us to have unity.But it's unity in variety, but not the unity in uniformity. We may have differences in our background, in our way of life, in our language.
但是我们在灵的里面，在主里面没有任何这些外表的界限。
But in the spirit, in the Lord, there's no division.
啊，你会发现啊，比如基督徒，有的时候我们到外面去。
So sometimes we go to the outside.
我们忽然听见有人在讲主耶稣。
And suddenly we hear somebody talking about Lord Jesus.
我们心里就觉得很快乐。
In our hearts, there is joy in our hearts.
然后就跑过去啊，弟兄。
And we will go over to say, brother.
还是什么？说你是基督徒啊，弟兄，两个人握手就很亲热。
And then when he discovered that you are a Christian, and he will say, brother, and then the two of you will be so happy.
那这是。以弗所书第四章开头给我们讲的那个在灵里面那是完全合一的。
And this is at the beginning of the fourth chapter of Ephesians, the unity in the spirit.
下一个问题麻烦。
But then the next question is difficult.
你在哪里聚会？
Where do you meet?
这个问题就问了，下面就麻烦大。
And when that question is asked, then the difficulties come.
第二次面我们就看见有很多无形的墙垣把神的儿女们。
So, brothers and sisters, you see an invisible wall that dividing God's children.
So, we 必须要向自己所有的这些形式要死。
So, we have to die to these forms.
所以在以弗所书第二章里面
Ephesians chapter 2.
那么主给我们看见啊，这里有一个新的形式。
The Lord shows us there's a new form.
这是神所定规的。
This is what God ordained.
弟兄姊妹们，我想这里我简单的说一下就可以
了。I'll just explain it very briefly.
在十九节那里说哈
，verse 19，
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
So then you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but you are fellow citizens of the saints and of the household of God.
下面呢，今天早晨我们将这个解释很清楚。
And
what, 我要再说啊。
And what follows, our Lord, our brother come.Have explained this morning. I will not repeat.
这里那有两件事情我们在主面前，我想需要特别注意。
The two things we need to pay attention.
第一个，我们与圣徒同国。
The first is we are in the
圣徒同国。
Same.
十九节。
citizens of the saints.
啊，我们与圣徒同国，我们都在一个国度里。
We are in all citizens of the saints.
啊，这个难处不太大。
And this is not difficult.
下面一个比较有难处。
The next one is more difficult.
就是是家里的人。
Of the same household of God.
我们是弟兄姊妹。
We are brothers.
我们同有一位父亲。
We have the same father.
我们不应该有这些外表的这许多的分别。
We should not have divisions according to form.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters,
我们必须要持守并且促进这个灵里面的这个合一
We have to keep and diligently keep the unity in the spirit
所以如果不站在十字架死的地位上面
Therefore if we do not stand on the ground of death
我们很容易坚持自己的团体坚持自己的利益
Very easily we would insist on our own group and our own benefit
我们就不太容易怎么样呢能够这个坚持神的心意
It is not easy to insist on to hold firm on the will of God.
所以我们要持守这个合一，亲爱众圣徒。
So we have to keep the unity, this unity, and then love brothers and sisters.
所以今天如果我们不能参与或者拒绝各式各样联合的活动，弟兄姊妹们，我们仍旧要和弟兄姊妹维持交通。
So dear brothers and sisters, if we do not partake in this so-called unifying movement, we still want to maintain fellowship in life with brothers and sisters.
我今天本来请一位弟兄前来交通，不过他觉得有点困难，所以我就讲一点我实际的经历给你听。
So I was going to ask the brother to give a fellowship on this testimony on this matter, but there's some difficulty from him. So I'll just say something about my own experience.
这也是很多年以前
many years ago
那 我到东岸的一个地方去
I went to the east coast
我们有位弟兄我多年认识说他邀请我去他们那个聚会里面去有点交通
A brother I knew for many years he invited me to have some fellowship at their church
我们知道今天有好多的基督徒啊，他们为自己贴上标签
And we know that today there are many Christians who actuallyput a label on himself.
啊，我是福音派的，我是基要派的，我是灵恩派的，新灵恩派的，很多自己贴标签的。
I'm charismatic, or I'm of the gospel, and I'm a fundamentalist. They label themselves.
我是觉得作为基督徒不应该有个标签。
And for me, I feel that we Christians should not have a label.
但是我蒙恩得救这个背景，人也给我贴上个标签。
But from the background where when I was saved, people also give me a label.
并且我那个标签呢，现在在。好像一些基督徒中间特别有麻烦。
And my label actually was not very popular.
所以那次呢，他们把我请到那个聚会里面去交通了。
So that time when they asked me to fellowship in that meeting,
哇，我一进去感觉那个气氛很严肃。
And when I went in, I felt that the atmosphere is very heavy.
虽然没有你副总说讲的这里的敌意充满敌意啊。
And although there's no enmity.Mentioned in the Ephesians.
至少是很不友善。
But the least is not friendly.
好，大家眼睛看着我这个，我从来没见过他们，也不认识他们。
And they all stare at me. I don't know them before.
但是我一进去，他们大家很紧张啊。
But when I enter, they're all very tense.
我知道在这种气氛里，我要站起来交通有点困难。
And I know it's very difficult if I stand up and share.
忽然之间，圣灵在我里面提醒我。
Suddenly, the Holy Spirit reminded me inside.
这些都是神的儿女。
All these are children of God.
都是我亲爱的弟兄和姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
就我站起来，我第一句话说什么
？So I stood up, and the first thing I said.
我说弟兄姊妹，我是你们的亲戚。
I said, brothers and sisters, I'm your relative.
结果我这么一讲，大家就笑了。
And then they all laughed.
一笑啊。所有这种不友善的气氛的这种感觉全部消散。
When they laugh, all the unfriendly atmosphere disappears.
所以下面呢，我就开始了，我就可以有点自由的交通。
Then I have some liberty to share.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们是与圣徒同国。
We are fellow citizens.
我们是家里的人。
And we are of the same house.
我们是弟兄姊妹。
We are brothers and sisters.
今天弟兄姊妹，我们在地上能有机会在一起。
Today we have this chance to gather together on earth.
预计的将来在永世里，我们永永远远在一起。
We have to remember that in eternity we are together.
所以在教会中间，我们不喜欢这许多的分别。
So in the church, we do not like these divisions.
若是有些人在这种情况里, 弟兄姊妹要用爱心来包容,
if there are brothers and sisters who are in this condition, we have to forbear in love.
我想我们都相信一件事情，有一天主回来，我们到永世里。
And we all believe one thing. One day the Lord will return, and we will be in eternity.
那教会历史中间什么派别的人都在那里，对不对？
And we will see the brothers and sisters of all divisions in the church, in the history of the church.
到那天所有的派别都不见了。
And that day, all these divisions, all these denominations will be gone.
所以今天在教会里面也是一样。
So today, that's the same in the church.
你不要给自己立一个标签。
Do not label yourself.
你就排斥别的标签。
And then because of that, you reject other labels.
灵恩派的排斥基要派，排斥这个福音派，这个福音派的排斥灵恩派，弟兄姊妹们，不要有这个现象。
And the charismatics oppose the fundamentalists. Fundamentalists oppose the charismatics. Do not be like that.
我们求主让我们能站在十字架的这个根基上面。
We beg the Lord that we can stand on the foundation of the cross.
学习向自己死。
Learn to die to self.
学习在基督的身体里面包容所有的弟兄们。 And
learn to embrace all brothers and sisters in His body.
我们知道这个是今天在教会侍奉上面弟兄最艰难、最不容易做到的一件事。And
this is one of the most difficult things in the service of God.
求主给我们有得胜的心智。
May the Lord give us a desire, a heart to overcome.
我想我把下面的时间呢，要留给几位弟兄们先上来做点见证。
I'll leave the time to some brothers to give a testimony.
我们讲过啊，we
have said,
如果你说不出来的，不要说。
If something you feel uncomfortable and not easy to say, don't say it.
不能说的也不要说。
If you know that you cannot say it, don't say it.
那么按照你个人体的经历，我想能够把我们的故事稍微告诉弟兄姊妹，大家得一点经历。
Now you can explain, you can tell a story. Of your own experience to us.
我们先请施洪真弟兄。
The Richard. And that time we are full of energy, and after the conference at night, we will find some gospel friends who talk for whole overnight.
讲见证，跟他这个解释福音、回答问题，搞了一个晚上。
And then we talk, we give testimony, we explain the gospel, and we answer questions for whole night.
有一次也是，我就是这个花了很多时间跟一个慕道友，这个抓了一个慕道友的，一直在那里跟他讲。
Once I got hold of the gospel friend and talked to him continuously.
旁边有一个比我年轻的弟兄，他就跟我讲，他说你这样讲人家不会信。And
a younger brother by my side, he told me that the way you talk, nobody will believe.
当时我就觉得，我一看这个弟兄信主没多久。So
I look at this brother, he has not been a believer longer than I.
并且呢。 很多人都觉得他是不是很有心追求的。And
many brothers actually felt that he doesn't really have a heart to pursue the Lord.
所以我当时的一个反应就是说，你凭什么可以讲我？So
my response inside is, what right do you have to criticize me?
但是我里面呢，就有提醒。But
inside me there was a reminding.
不错，他的确呢。
Indeed, he was no good.
那是另外一回事。
That's a different matter.
到底你讲的别人懂不懂？
But what you said, would that be understood by others?
你讲的别人真的能够信？
The way you say it, then can other people believe?
这件事情提醒了。
And this reminded me.
我就在里面挣扎了一阵子。
And there was a struggle in me for a while, and then I submitted.
我承认说，我的确，如果继续这样讲下去了，他大概不太知道我讲什么东西。And
I admit, if I continue to talk this way, this gospel friend would not know what I was talking about.
但我怎么办？我现在又热心。But
what could I do? I have a zeal in me.
也有发现讲的东西，事实上也是。
And I also immediately discovered that what I said was no help to this gospel friend.
所以呢，那个东西喝完之后呢，我就在里面的提醒我，他说你要继续。
And after this winter conference, there was inside I was reminded that I need to learn.
那里面的领导就说，这个在那时候已经在美国了，在学校里面呢。 有一个团体叫做学员，就是 Campus Crusade，他们很会讲。And
at that time I was in the United States. There was a group called Campus Crusade. They seem to know how to preach the gospel.
你可以向他们学。And
then the leading insight is you could learn from them.
那我对于 Campus Crusade 我有意见。And
actually I have some prejudice against the Campus Crusade.
第一点，我发现他们属灵势力呢，激进化。
The first, I find that they seem to be their
spiritual law, mechanical barrier.
Mechanical force, spiritual law.
Spiritual is kind of mechanical.
The spiritual law is very mechanical.
我不喜欢这种机械化的东西。
And I don't like these mechanical things.
第二呢，我发觉他们把福音简化。
And the second thing is they seem to have simplified the gospel.
福音虽然不是复杂，但是也不至于那么简单。And
gospel was not complex, but then it's not that simple either.
所以我心里面呢，我是不愿意。So
in my heart, I was not willing.
但是里面提醒说，有些东西他比你强。But
there was a reminding inside that there's something that they are better than you.
所以，当时我提醒就是说，这个，首先呢。
First of all, they are more clear than you.
第二呢，他们比你有胆。
The second, they are more brave than you.
所以呢，我就去了。
So I went.
我就去到学校里面找到那些 Campus Crusade 里面的同工。
So I went to the school to the co-workers of Campus Crusade.
他们assign 给我一个同工来教我。
So they sent a co-worker to teach me.
那个时候我大概已经二十六七岁。
I was about 26, 27.
那个同工十九岁。
And that co-worker was only 19.
并且教的时候啊，像小孩子一样，我坐这边，他坐那边。
And the way he teach, like teaching a child, I sit on one side, he sits on the other side.
啊，我是一个我是一个悟道者，他来讲，然后我做传福音的，他做悟道的。
See, I was like a gospel friend, and he would preach, and then I was supposed to preach, and he was supposed to act like a gospel friend.
整个的过程，我真的是不喜欢。
I did not like the whole process at all.
但是在整个的过程当中，我的确是学了一些东西。
But in the process, I learned something.
是针对到我自己的缺陷。
And that has to do with my own defect.
这段时间过去之后，我发觉啊，我从来没有真正用福音势力来传福音。
And I find later I find I never really used the gospel of four laws.
Four spiritual laws.
Four spiritual laws to preach the gospel.
我也没有用他们教我的那一套东西来跟人家传讲。
And also I did not use the way that they taught me to actually preach the gospel.
但是这件事情 我深深知道是神的手。
But I do know that in this matter there was the hand of the Lord.
神借着这件事情他对付了我的一些缺陷。
And God has dealt with my shortcomings with this matter.
也因着这件事情我愿意主的恩典让我顺服下来，降卑自己，承认自己没有。
And also, I learned to humble myself to admit that I have nothing.
神借着我这个降卑，愿意承认自己没有，他把一些东西加给我。
And God then gave me something through my willingness to humble myself to admit that I have nothing.
经过这次的对付，神，我们的主，他对付了第一点。当我跟人家讲的时候，我就是只顾自己，不顾别人懂不懂。
So, through this whole process, God has dealt with me one thing. That in the past, when I preached the gospel, I only care what I say. I don't really care whether it's understood by others or not.
我非常兴奋，讲我的见证，解释这个福音，讲了一大堆东西。但是我的心不在对方，在想说他到底。对他有没有帮助？到底他听得清不清楚
？So I was very zealous in talking about my own testimony and the truth of the gospel, but I did not pay attention to this matter, whether he understood it or not.
有的时候啊，对方问问题。
And sometimes this gospel friend would ask me a question.
问题还没有问完，我就开始回答。
Before the question is over, I start to answer.
好像我里面有一个冲动，我要讲。
As there is an impulse in me to say something.
好像讲我里面有个冲动，我要服侍神。
And I have an impulse to serve God.
但是我讲的事实上呢，重点都在自己，没有在对方。
But the emphasis, the point of view was on me, not on the other.
我现在回想啊。
When I think back.
我不知道浪费了别人多少时间。
I don't know how much time I wasted the other.
别人很客气啊，在那里忍受。
And the gospel friend tolerated me.
但是主不容许这个事情继续下去。
But the Lord did not allow that to continue.
他接着我在冬令会里面那件事情，他对付这件事情。
And he dealt with me in that matter that happened in the winter conference.
同时他又对付另外一件事情，就是过去嘛，我讲这些事情的时候呢，是拉拉杂杂。
And he dealt me with another thing. In the past, when I talk about gospel, it was just many different things, different ways.
好像材料有不少，这里讲那里讲，啊，讲完这个东西，一下又接到另外一个东西去了，不一定有关系，但是一直这样下去。
And there are bits and pieces, and I'll be talking about all these things. They seem to be unrelated, but I just talk about them.
把我里面所有东西都抖出来。
And I try to pour out everything that I know.
但是真的问，或者我问我自己说，你到底讲了些什么东西？
But then when I ask myself, what did you really say? I did not know. I just want to preach the gospel.
经过这件事情呢,
After this,
对付我这个缺陷,
the Lord dealt with my shortcoming here.
他让我里面非常的敏感, 每一次我讲的时候说, 到底对方知不知道你讲什么东西?
He started to make me very sensitive to this matter. When I speak, whether the other person will know, whether do you know,
如果你自己坐在那里, 你讲的东西你懂不懂?
If you yourself sit over there, would you understand yourself?
这是怎么对付?
And this is how the Lord dealt with me.
所以我觉得很奇妙, 就是那一次的这样的经过, 虽然我, 那个之后我虽然向 Campus Crusade 学习, 没有用他们的方法, 然后呢, 他
So this is something very wonderful. Now, in that incident, experience with the Campus Crusade, the things I did not learn from them, but through this process, the Lord has dealt with me.
另外呢，就是因着我自己的这样经过，当我看见别的弟兄姐妹这样问题的时候，我能够察觉，也能够帮助他们。
The other thing is, through this learning process, when I observe the same problem with other brothers and sisters, I was able to detect it and I was able to help them.
因为我自己是这样子，过去是那样糟，经过这样的对付，所以当我看见弟兄姐妹这个问题的时候呢，也有一个温柔的心。
And because I had gone through this, I was dealt with this way by the Lord. So when I see this problem with brothers and sisters, in me there is an understanding and tenderness toward them.
所以十字架的工作呢，也是叫一个温柔。
So the work of the cross caused me to be meek.
因为自己过去是这样不受到对付。
Because I was dealt with once before.
下面请那个李润福弟兄 Andrew Lee,
Brother Andrew. And that year, some responsible brothers in that fellowship were about to leave.
所以他们有人来告找我说，哎，明年你要不要这个做主席啊？
So somebody asked me that the next year would you be willing to take the chairmanship?
那时候很年轻啊，这个觉得哇，做主席啊，这个好，我就可以把我学的好好跟大家讲。
So I thought at that time I was young. I thought that now being a chairman, I could tell everybody else what I have learned.
满脑袋的计划这一年要怎么安排？
I have a lot of plans for that whole year.
不过我们在那个团契里面了，你要出来做同工服事的话，是要经过选举的。
But in that fellowship, if you want to be a co-worker, and you have to be elected.
所以啊，不是那个找你的人你就可以哈、啊，是要经过大家选举。
So not only the person who approach you, he has to agree, but other people have to agree too by election.
我那时候就对自己充满信心了，不选我选谁嘛
？I have the full confidence in me that if you don't choose me, there's nobody else you will choose.
所以啊，那时候有很多、也有一些人就愿意要来服侍，所以啊，很多人在那个单子里面很多名字。
There are other brothers and sisters who want to serve. Therefore, on that sheet of names, there are many names.
好了，那天选举过了
，and after the election,
这个我就坐在那里等着人家宣布，对不对
？I was sitting there waiting for the result of the election.
我等了好久，怎么什么都没宣布
？I waited long and there was no announcement.
后来你知道我们团契那时候还是有导师的。
And at that time the fellowship had some advisor.
后来那个导师来找我。
The advisor came to me.
他说啊，这是就是因为他要选到的人跟参与的人太多了。
Says there are some.
要被选的人名单很多，但是要选出来的人没有这么多。
There are many many candidates, but there are only a few people that can be chosen.
他说呢，你跟某某人是同票。
Said you and the another person, you have the you got the same ballot, same number.
他说你信主比较久。
Said you have been saved for longer time.
你也比较老练。
And you are more mature.
如果那另外一个比较年轻
，and the other one is younger，
他说如果这次不选他呢，他会非常受伤。那因为你比较老练，如果不选你呢，你应该不会太受伤。故事就不再讲了哈，所以结果就没有选我了。
So the end of the story, I was not chosen.
我那天晚上回到家，头脑都空白了。
And that night when I went home, my mind went blank.
因为我主要记得我比较老练，不应该受伤。
I only remember one thing that I'm because I'm mature, I should not be wounded.
说到第二天了，啊，这个感觉开始来了。
And then I start to feel things.
老实讲，还是有点受伤，因为你什么计划都没了。
And then I was actually wounded because all these plans gone.Useless.
也感谢主哈，我那时候开始，就是正在读江弟兄那本《约伯记》。
And that time I started to read this Job, the written by Brother Paul.
书的名字叫《奇哉他的作为》。
Say the splendor of his wonder.
可能里面太不舒服。
And it's because in me this seems to be so hurt.
所以我用两天的时间把那本书读完。
So I could read that book in 2 days.
我是蛮感谢主的哈，那本加利兄的交通成为我那时候的拯救。
So I really thank the Lord for the fellowship that our brother has in the book, delivered me.
因为对我来讲，我自以为我很不错。
Because at that time I thought myself was pretty good.
但是，没有想到很多都是自己的表现。
But I did not realize that many things were just my own expressing myself.
自己热心要去做一点事。
I had the zeal to do something.
所以那个把我能够慢下来，好好在主面前更多的认识追求主。
So that slowed me down so that I can learn before the Lord.
情。
要学习用很少的话把很多的重要的东西讲得清楚，非常难。
It is very difficult for me to learn to use very few words to explain very important things.
圣弟兄已经讲了这个，我觉得非常好。
And Brother Sun already mentioned.
如果神的众儿女
If God's children
能够在都在基督的心意里能够完完全全合而为一
Can have oneness in the mind and heart of God
有一个需要
There's one necessity
需要有一个看见
We have to see something
需要一个属灵生命的成长。
There should be a spiritual growth, a growth of spiritual life.
因为主耶稣告诉我们，他所要的合一是怎么一个合一。
The Lord Jesus has already shown us the kind of oneness He wants.
这个合一，主耶稣在约翰福音十七章讲过两次合一。
And our Lord Jesus mentioned two onenesses, onenesses twice.John chapter 17.
主耶稣要我们的合一，绝不是外面的合一。
The oneness that Lord Jesus wants is not the oneness on the outside.
主耶稣那个合一，已经有那个合一，是生命的合一。
And the oneness that our Lord Jesus wants is the oneness in life.
所以主耶稣向神祷告的时候就说，让这些认识他的人，归于他名下的人，能够在神的里面，在主的里面，完完全全的合而为一。
So, the Lord Jesus' prayer to His Father is those who know Him and those who are under the name of the Lord, that in the Lord they have a complete oneness.
怎么合一呢
？What one and how?
就像主跟父的合一。
Just like the oneness between the Lord and His Father.
就这些人也在我的里面。
That they can be in me.
合而为一。
Be one.
你看见我们的合一就像主跟父的合一一样。
Now, our oneness has to be like the oneness between the Lord and His Father.
所以这个合一是生命的合一。
So this oneness is the oneness in life.
要达到这个合一呢
？To attain this oneness,
那就是说，除了基督生命以外的东西都要除掉。
Anything outside of the life of Christ has to go.
这个人，我们这个人是一个有机体。
And our body is an organism.
这个有机体是一个自己的生命。
The organism has its own life.
凡不是与自己生命的东西弄到他身上去，他都给你拔掉。
Whatever is outside of this life will be rejected by the body.
为了这个医学上很讨厌，就是说你帮忙。他有人要认识自己，不是属于他自己，他得给你拔掉。
So in medicine, it is actually very hard to implant anything. If something not belong to the body was put into the body, it will be rejected.
一烫伤了，这皮都没有了。
Now when you have a burn, a wound, and all the skin is gone.
你把这个你的皮给我种上去。
And if you put your skin on mine.
好心好意，我给你弄上了。他等一会啊，他皮肤，他这个身体，他觉得你这个皮不是我的。
and you put the skin on, the different skin on, but very soon the body will tell you that this skin is not mine.
它却产生很多这个免疫细胞来把这个皮把它去掉。
And then very soon there's the cells, there's white cells to reject this.
所以必须用自己的皮肤。
So you have to use your own skin.
但自己皮肤没有这么搭配啊。
But your own skin is not that large.
它可以种，给它自己的皮肤很小，你可以给那个种起来。
But they can implant the small pieces of your own skin.
它慢慢慢就长满了。
But gradually this planted skin can grow.
所以真正是基督身体里面的合一，就是说必须是基督自己的生命。
So the true oneness in the body of Christ has to be according to the same life.
其他的东西不能能够在父跟子里面的完全合一。
The things foreign to this body, to this life cannot be a part of the oneness of between the Son and the Father.
所以约翰一书也告诉我们说，
So First John tells us,
我们把这个起初的道传给你们。
So we give you this original word,
起初的道，
the word at the beginning,
传给你们。
We proclaim that to you,
是你们可以跟我们相交，
that you can have fellowship with us.
但是这个相交，我们不光是我们在基督里相交，
and that fellowship is not only that we fellowship in Christ,
而且我们是跟父跟他的儿子里面相交，
but our fellowship is the fellowship with the Son and with the Father.
所以真正的合一，在主里面的合一是生命的合一。
So true oneness is the oneness in life.
但生命的合一，这个生命的成长，
now the other aspect is the growth of life.
所以保罗也告诉我们说，
and Paul tells us,
我们真正的合一要持证到我们在真道上同归于一。
The oneness, the final oneness, that we have the oneness in the faith,
对于认识基督，
and the knowledge of Christ,
长大成人，
and the grow up in stature,
满有基督长成的身量，
and in the stature of the fullness of Christ.
所以我有的时候很感觉说，最难的问题就是我们的生命没有成长。
So oftentimes I feel the difficult question is, do we have a spiritual growth, a growth in our life?
要拆毁中间的墙。
Now in order to abolish this dividing wall,
这些东西啊，都是不是趋势。
And this thing, the wall, is not something of the Lord.
出于自己的。
It is out of self.
出于传统的。
Out of tradition.
出于什么教导的。
It is out of teaching.
那么这些东西怎么来办呢？
How do you deal with this matter?
所以也需要十字架来忏悔。
So we need the cross to abolish these things.
神有的时候使用他的道来教导我们。
And sometimes God uses His word to teach us.
这是十分重要的。
And this is very important.
但有的时候我们就是不听。
But sometimes we do not hear.
所以不听呢，神有的时候也使用另外一个管教。
And when we do not hear, then He will teach us another way.
管教。实际上是神爱我们。
Now He disciplines us because He loves us.
管教在以色列人当初的时候是使用了巴比伦跟亚述。
The Israelites, Israel was disciplined by God through Assyria and Babylon.
可是他们打了以后。就也烂了，还是没有归向神。
But even after that, when they have wound in the head, wound in the foot, they still don't come back to God.
但有的时候，神是借着
fighting wars, by the suffering in the environment, in the conditions.
有时候神实在看看也看不惯了，你们怎么弄了这么10年、100年还是不能合一？
And sometimes it seems that God finds that after 10 years, after 100 years, you still do not have oneness.
所以神使用另外一种。
So He used a different way, different method.
我们都知道有一个骗子叫做十字架在中国。
There was a little CD called the Cross in China.
十字架在中国是个什么东西？
Now, what is the cross in China?
患难。
Which is suffering. Affliction.
我想经过那个十年。神借着这个可爱的政权来完成他那个忏悔的工作、患难的工作加进来。
And that God actually used the affliction of this lovely authority regime to actually do something for his own people.
他做得很彻底。
And he did it thoroughly.
他把所有形的东西全给你拆了。
All these things of any form is was torn apart, torn away.
我的确觉得说，我从心里面说，在大陆经过10年的文化大革命。
From my heart, I can say that through the 10 years of cultural revolution in mainland China,
我觉得他是说神所使用的一个工具。
And I really think that was a vehicle that God used.
所以我的心里面的确没有对他们有仇恨。
And in my heart, I really do not have hatred toward them.
其实那些红小兵啊，那个样子，我在他的战争底下劳动，但是我对他，我觉得很可爱。
And these little red guards, although they actually forced me into forced labor, I actually thought them to be very lovely.
那个时候啊，他简直只要你是信耶稣的，管你什么派什么东西，一律打。
And at that time, as long as you believe in Jesus, no matter what denomination you belong, they will strike you anyway.
他不管你是属灵派的，是什么什么派的，什么什么的什么东西，你信耶稣啊，好打。
They don't care what denomination you belong. As long as you believe in Jesus, then they will strike you. They will beat you.
挡到你一个什么程度呢？
Now, to what extent?
挡到那些假的都暴露出来。
To the extent that all these false things will be exposed.
真的呢，就是说你还信不信？
Now the real things, then they will say, do you believe it?
你如果还信，
if you still believe it.
那我去打。
Then I will beat you.
你如果我还信，
if you still believe,
这些人啊，以后见面的时候就不是问你是哪里聚会的，没地方聚会。
See, after this, you don't ask this question, where do you meet? Because there's nowhere to meet.
你们聚会是什么个形式啊？
Now what the question? What form do you have in your meeting?
没有形式。
There's no form.
但是没有形式，还是有形式的。
Although there's no form, there's still form.
最多的是祷告。
The best form is actually prayer.
哎呀，你还信耶稣啊？
You believe in Jesus.
你还有的呀。
You still want to do that.
所以在这个情况底下。
So in that circumstance.
只要你是信耶稣。
As long as you believe in Jesus.
哎呀，管你是什么的，不问别的了，你还信吗？
Now, I don't ask other questions, but do you still believe?
哎呦，我们真是爱呀！
And we still, we do love.
真的是爱，我告诉你。
We really have love.
所以有的时候，神的虚弱的工作，福音传不出去啊，都是很多人在那边拦住。
Oftentimes, the gospel was stopped, it's because man is interrupting it.
我很希望这一次以后啊，中国大陆能够把这些东西都能够收回了。
I hope that after this 10 years, the mainland China, all these walls will be abolished.
那时候人的新竹的人啊，开始时候只有300万。
At the beginning, the believers are about 3 million in number.
后来新竹的人啊，几千万。
But later, it's more than 10 million, several tens of millions.
我希望这个如果圣灵还继续回去，我们都只有这么一个，你信耶稣吗？你信耶稣吗？信，我们在一起。
If the Holy Spirit continues to work, we only ask one question. Do you believe in Jesus? Do you believe in Jesus? If yes, we can be together.
可是我现在是真害怕。
But I'm afraid now.
许多去培训的人啊。
Those who go over there to so-called...
哦哟，他是从美国从什么地方去，哎呀，中国需要我们帮助啊，去培训啊，你培个什么啊？
Some from the United States and from other places, they say in China, they need us to do some training. What do you train?
培训不是真的是完全把他们带到基督里面。
Some training is not really lead them into Christ.
又把自己不说了。所以十字架是擦灰我们所有的旧作。
The cross would abolish all the old creation.
十字架也需要擦灰我在我们里面的旧作。
And the cross also needs to tear down our old creation inside.
真正能够合一是在主里面生命的成长。
The true oneness is in the Lord. It is the growth of life.
你生命没有成长啊。
If you do not have the growth of life,
你看不见将来的。
You could not see the future.
可惜人就是，不管你到什么时候成长不成长，到了时候，你的年岁到了就去了。
And whether you grow or not, when you come to a certain age, you're gone.
当然有许多问题我到天上而去问清楚。
And there are, I do have questions. I have to ask when I am in heaven.
但是地上我们的确不要忘记真正生命的成长是跟主的联合。
But let's not forget, on earth, the life, the growth of life is union with the Lord.
你跟主没有联合，你跟主没有交通，你生命一定成长不好。
If you do not have communion with the Lord, have conversation with the Lord, your life cannot grow well.
所以我就说这两点。
So I only make these two points.
我们需要不住的跟主联合。
And we need to continuously be united with the Lord.
听圣灵在我们里面的说话。
And hear the voice of the Holy Spirit.
顺从他。
Obey him.
另外我们也必须接受逐渐的环境来擦灰我们这个东西。
And the other thing is we have to accept that the Lord through the circumstances tear down this wall inside.
合一是生命的东西。
Unity is a matter of the life.
不是人能做。
It's not something that man can do.
所以需要我们。
We need to pray.
我们因为时间的那个限制啊，我想只能停在那个地方。
Because of the limitation of time, we have to stop here.
我相信弟兄姊妹大家真的是可能意犹未尽。
And I believe, for instance, you would rather have this meeting.
那希望主让我们好好的回去思想这些。
May the Lord help us to continue to think along this line.
我们确实的好。
Indeed, we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. And we truly we learn the lessons
of the Lord.
Let's bow down and further word of prayer.
主在这次聚会中，我们实在听见你对我们说话。
Lord, in this meeting, we truly hear what you have spoken to us. 这次聚会之后，after this conference,
我们的侍奉和生活在你面前有完全的改变。
Our service and our life will be different in you, before you.
让我们更多明白你的心。
That we can truly more understand,
更多
heart and mind,
更多爱我们的弟兄和姊妹。
And the more we love our brothers and sisters,
不管在什么样的环境
，no matter in what circumstance,
在什么背景
，in what and what background.
让我们敞开我们的胸怀来爱所有的圣徒。
Lord, open our hearts to love all the saints.
让我们竭力地促进圣体的合一。
And we use diligence to keep unity of the Spirit.
我们求你从这一次的特会里面首先的来做。
Lord, we pray that you do your work in this conference.
愿你的心意得到满足。
And your heart be satisfied.
愿你回来的时候，遍地充满你的荣耀。
And when you return, Lord, the whole earth will be filled with your glory.
主啊，恩待你自己的百姓。
Lord, have mercy on your people.
我们把荣耀归给你。